Welcome to Bullish, where we talk about the journey and process to build ourselves and companies into multi-billion dollar people and brands. Currently, my business and investment funds have done tens of millions in revenue. And this is the documentation of the journey to scale to the billion dollar realm. All while we give back and do good in the world. My name is Bridger Pennington, and welcome to Bullish. So last week, I read an article in the Wall Street Journal from the CEO of NVIDIA. This is Jensen Huang. You know, NVIDIA is the hot stock on Wall Street, you know, multi-trillion dollar value, just crushed it, chip manufacturer, et cetera. And what's so interesting about this article is they were asking him, he's been the CEO of NVIDIA for, I can't remember how many years, but a very long time. I think it's over 30 years. And he actually has tattooed on his arm, "You are 30 days from going out of business." And he mentioned in the article how paranoid he is as a business owner, operator, founder, CEO. And in the article, actually, it was interesting. He mentions if he could go back, he probably wouldn't do this. He wouldn't have done it again. Like if he could go back in time, he wouldn't have founded NVIDIA, been the CEO, multi-billionaire, all the stuff. He's like, "I probably wouldn't have done it if I knew how hard it would be." Isn't that crazy? So it struck me with a few thoughts, and I wanted to share this with you today. Number one, the first line on there, "You're 30 days from going out of business at all times." And I was wondering, it gave me a lot of comfort. In business, I don't know if you're this way, but I am always paranoid. And it's the concept that only the paranoid survive. I literally walk in, and it's so funny. I talked to Mason and Lincoln, our other people at Fund Launch, and even our fund, Ugly Unicorn, and they're both companies are doing incredibly well. We are growing every year. We're crushing it. We're hitting records. We had like a record sales month. Like it's amazing. We have record capital raising. I mean, we've done actually extremely well. Ugly Unicorn now is over 25 million in assets. It's been great. And I will walk in, maybe you're this way, and I'm like, "Oh man, we suck." Like I'll get a complaint from somebody or here, like this thing is broken. And I'm just like, "Man, we just are so bad." And actually it's funny. I sometimes get very down on myself about business. And I'm like, "Man, we are just, it feels like it's all collapsing." And I'll work super hard and I stay late. I'm going to fix all these problems. It's all like, I got to hold everything up and do this and fix this over here. And it just feels like you're grinding. And then the end of the month, we do our review and I'm like, "Wow, we had an incredible month. Look at our margins and our performance. Like, wow, this was fantastic." And I'm all excited. And then I'm like, "Oh, this is great. We're killing it in business." And then 3 days later, I'm like, "Oh gosh, it's over, man. Like we suck. Like customers hate us or this, somebody like something on Instagram, I don't know, whatever it was, like something broke." And then we go the whole month, I'm like, "Ah, crap, like, I don't know if we're gonna do well this month." And we end the month, we like hit a report, I'm like, "Man, we're killing it." Or we have a bad month, whatever it is. But I was really thinking about that mindset. I am fairly paranoid in my life. And I would dovetail this all down to, and it was good to hear Jensen Huang, a multi-billionaire CEO of NVIDIA, crushing it, the hottest stock on Wall Street, still feels that way. I was like, "Oh, I guess it validated my feelings a little bit." I went and got my haircut today from a barber. Brand new guy, I've never been to him before. We sat down, we started to talk, and I started to share. He asked me about what I do for work, and I usually what I like to do is just, I like to hear other people talk. So I just said, "Yeah, I run a couple businesses, but hey, tell me about you. Tell me about your life. What's your story?" So he goes, and he was married, beautiful wife, three kids. He ended up getting divorced, and he told me about his family, his kids. He was a stay-at-home dad. He then became a barber. He got this job. He loved it. He loves cooking barbecue. Really awesome story. We just talked about that for a little bit. He loves doing tailgates and all sorts of fun stuff. And we talked about that. I shared a few things about me a little bit, but not much. And I just had him talk. I actually like meeting people, Uber drivers. I love getting them to talk about themselves. I think it's a fun thing of life. There's no value for me talking about myself to them. I actually want to extract knowledge from people and learn stuff. I'm just typically curious about people's lives. I would assume he's not making crazy amounts of money. He's a barber. He's doing okay. He has half, he's kind of booking half the time, not half the time. And he's divorced now, he's on his own. His wife was actually making tons of money. He was a stay-at-home dad, and so he's now doing it himself. And I got in my car and I drove to my office, and I've been pretty successful in my career. We've made tons of money and it's been amazing, and I've been very blessed, and I thank God for that. And maybe it's just luck and chance, whatever, but we've been extremely blessed. And I was walking and I was like, I'm only, throughout my career and choices, like I'm only a handful of choices away from being like that guy or even being just homeless. It really struck me. I was like, and that sits in the back of my brain a lot. Like, "Bridger, it's cool what you've done. You're speaking on stage in front of 1,000 people. You're on an 8-figure hedge fund. You've made millions of dollars, like really cool. But you're only a couple key choices away from being like homeless. Your family leaves you, your kids get, divorced, gone, like bankrupt, whatever. You're a couple key choices away from that." And it's a very humbling thought to have in business. And yet, like, I feel like we have a very robust business. I don't think that would happen. I don't think NVIDIA would go away in 30 days, but he has it tattooed on his arm.
you are 30 days away from going out of business every any given time. I guess the old quote that hit me was, there's only one brand, and I think of this more or less on business, more on like me and my like my reputation as a human being. There's only one brand you take with you your whole life, and it's you. It's your reputation. That is the most important brand you'll ever have in your entire life, is who you are. And I think about this game of funds, the game that I'm in of running investment funds. We just launched our GP Stakes fund. I've ran two funds prior. So I currently am running two funds right now. My reputation as a manager, being honest, producing good returns for investors. To date, we've never lost investor money ever in any of my funds, which is pretty cool. And I want that to continue to happen over 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years. That's the number one brand you take with you in anything. For me, I think about that more of, you are only a few key decisions away from ruining your personal brand. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to destroy it. And I thought about that a lot, and to not give pressure to you or me, I think it's just, it's hopefully who you are. You become the type of person who is honest and has integrity. That's just who you are. It's not like something you're forcing yourself to do. Hopefully over the course of a lifetime, you just you attract and become these attributes. And that's just, it's a sense of who you are. You're just that, you become that identity. And I think one of the purposes of life, I mentioned this earlier in Bullish, was to become like God. And as a God in the perfect sense of a perfect, loving, amazing, like, think of it like a heavenly father type of God, like become like that. I think about that a lot. And I think it's a very humbling thing to have, especially if you're killing it in business, doing well, doing whatever, you're Jason Huang, to say, we're only a few key decisions away from all of this being gone. So we better be grateful for what we have, number one, and humble by the opportunity we've been given. Thankfully, in our past, we've made good decisions that have led us to this point. And let's continue to make good decisions in the future and stay on top of things and make sure we hire and do great things, and whether it's business or life or family or, you know, with your kids. You're only a few key decisions away from ruining, you know, a lot of that you've built in your life. And I think it's humbling to recognize that and know that, and how quickly things can be taken away. And I'm a believer in God, as you guys know that, and how quickly God, and I can take away things. And I try to live in life in good favor with God. It's one of my most important things I think about. Like I say, the most important thing I live on. I want to be in good favor with God. And if I'm not in good favor, I need to repent and change and come back and be in good favor with God. And I'm grateful, and I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ and that the redeeming power of Jesus Christ. You can repent and you can change no matter where you are. If you're crappy, if you had a terrible past, you can change. You can repent. You can become better. It's all about who who you're becoming is the biggest thing, whether it's in business or life or family or kids or relationships, or whatever it is. So that's a very interesting thing. A different topic for today. I know we talk about all sorts of stuff on this show, but I thought it was very interesting, and it's something that I've had. And hopefully if I share this to you, this will give you some maybe validity in the back of your brain. Like, it's okay to be a little, I think, maybe paranoid in business, even though you might be making millions of dollars and crushing it and doing amazing. You're making billions of dollars like Jason Huang, that you can still be it's okay to be a little paranoid. I think it's sometimes even healthy to be a little paranoid, to understand just how fine of a line you walk on. And that hopefully you can develop the attributes and traits to take this throughout your entire life. So with that, y'all are amazing. Hope you're doing great. Go kill it. Be integrity. Bring that brand with you your entire life. You're amazing. See you in the next episode.